5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences.
Yay!
So this is the podcast where my co-host and I listen to all the Cincinnati-based craft beer podcasts and media or watch it from the previous week, and we get together at a podcast host, and today we are back at Higher Gravity Summit Park. And thank you, Higher Gravity, for being a gracious podcast host. And if you haven't yet, go and listen to the episode that we put out on Wednesday, not just Cincy Beer Events, but also the bonus episode with Jason from Higher Gravity. Thank you, Jason, for being a wonderful podcast guest.
Absolutely.
That being said, hopefully there aren't too many consequences from the hosts of the other podcasts and media. So far in 2022, it has been smooth sailing.
We are doing all right, which I don't know if that means we're doing it right or doing it wrong. Eventually we'll find out, I guess.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We go and do what we do with what we're going to do today. See if everyone's going to be all right. If anyone's going to be a little butthurt. I don't know. You know, figure it out. That being said, everything on this podcast between that comes out of the faces of Julia and I. And by the way, first before I get to that, my name is Marco. I'm a taproom manager here locally. I brewed beer in Cincinnati for several years. The other voice you heard belongs to the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
And since there's no one else at the table, I'm going to assume that that's me.
That is you.
I'm Julia, and I love all the craft beer in Cincinnati. And I'm a little upset that there aren't any stubby bottles here at Higher Gravity Summit Park tonight. I could give zero stars, I would.
Somebody done drank them all up. Julia, I hope you had a great birthday.
I did. Hopefully you had good. I don't even know what's happening anymore. No, I don't think so. I'm stroking out of here.
I hope you had a wonderful. Like this.
Okay, are they staying up?
And then you're supposed to say something, or I don't know, and then to make sure it's not a stroke.
What is it? It's is it face or is it time? You're supposed to. To smile, I know smile is one, and make sure that like half of your face isn't drooping.
Okay.
Put your arms out and make sure that one that you can hold them both out and one isn't, you know, drooping. Do you have any numbness in your extremities?
Yeah.
Say a phrase to see are you slurring or confused, which I failed that one. So that's not good. And time. Note the time that the symptoms started happening.
Okay.
That is how you self-test for a stroke or if someone you are around maybe.
You passed most of the tests.
So I think I'm good.
Yeah, let's go.
I just can't speak, and
roll.
That's pretty standard for me. I hope you had an absolutely amazing birthday as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Truly appreciate it. Yes, all the thoughts and opinions on this podcast are ours and ours alone. They do not reflect any entity which we may be affiliated with, such as full-time jobs, part-time jobs, or Higher Gravity. If you want to get at us, we'll tell you how at the end of the pod, and you should get at us and shower us with riches and beers.
Pretty much.
Riches and beers. Julia, have you been out in the wild and anyone offered you a beer for being a fan of the pod?
No.
Yeah, me neither. with right around 10,000 downloads, I would have thought that somebody would have offered me a beer. Not that I expect it. I certainly don't. But I would have thought it would have come up in passing every now and then.
It's fine. It's fine.
It is fine. What would be even more fine is if you click like, subscribe, share with your friends, tell your friends that what we're doing is something that in some way positively affects your existence. I know the one thing you can't get back is time, so I truly appreciate everyone who's listened for a long time. I truly appreciate everyone who's coming aboard today, and welcome aboard. You'll get it.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes.
So that being said, we would not be a craft beer podcast if we weren't having craft beer or some beverage of some sort. Yeah, we're not like those fake ass podcasts that tell you they're having drinks and they're not. They're just, you know, sitting at a computer screen, looking at each other and, you know, pretending to drink.
Yes.
We actually sit in person and really drink. Julia.
Marco.
What you drinking?
I am drinking Urban Artifacts Wrangler. It is a cherry vanilla Midwest fruit tart, and it is pretty spectacular.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying it.
Awesome.
How about you? You don't have a glass, but what beverage are you consuming?
I asked for a stubby Kurz.
Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be fun to continue for the third week in a row having a stubby Kurz.
Sure.
They didn't have one. So she said, I don't have that, but I have a High Life. And I was like, okay. And it was in a can. So I've got a can of High Life.
You could have spaghettied the can.
I could have.
But you didn't.
I did not.
No.
I did not. There's still time.
There's still time. Yeah, that's true.
Probably not going to do it, but yeah, there's still time. All right. You never know. You never know. But Julia, what did you consume as far as content? And I'll chime in and say whether I
consumed as well.
Yes, did the consumption.
Consumption. I consumed an episode of Craft Parenting Podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I also consumed an episode of Cincy Brewcast.
Yeah, when you put it that way, though, but yes.
And then I also nommed upon Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast. Didn't yeah. sound any better than consumed it.
Yeah.
I tried. I went for something different, and yeah. I don't think that it worked.
I mean,
It didn't work, but it wasn't as appetizing. It didn't hit the same. Yeah, yeah, agreed. Well, we all watched and listened to the same things. Where did you want to start this week?
Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Cincinnati podcast. The Cincinnati Brewcast.
Man, cheersing a glass and a can. You don't.
Yeah, it's like
go closer to your mic. Let's see if we can actually get sounds. Hey, we kind of got it. Did you guys
sort
hear
of,
that?
Sort of. A little bit.
Not, kind of mid.
Kind of
mid. Not going to lie. Kind of mid.
Kind of mid.
But that's all right. We are still doing the things that we do.
Yeah.
All right, so this episode of Cincy Brewcast, Volume 10, Episode 4, The Pocket Guide to Cincinnati Breweries, which is very exciting. I really like this. And I want to say, first and foremost, shout out to Gnome for excellent show notes this episode.
Oh, I was going to ask.
I might be the only person that reads them, but I was kind of curious, so I clicked through. Beautiful. It had absolutely everything that I wanted to know about this episode in it.
B-E-A-U-tiful.
Beautiful. Yes. Absolutely. This episode was with Jennifer Craig, who wrote The Pocket Guide to Cincinnati Breweries.
Whoa.
They recorded at Grainworks, kind of did a little guerrilla recording. They didn't say they were going to be there. And they also had to try to finish recording before Singo started.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that place was going to get loud.
It was going to get real loud.
But they managed to pull it off.
They did.
It was about a 31-ish minute episode.
Yeah.
And I will say, I did count the sips, but the way the cameras were going, not a lot of glassware and lifting said glassware to lips was on camera. So my numbers are only what I could see, not what may be accurate for
so
what.
So you watched?
I watched it, yes.
I listen via podcast.
Okay. I'm a Gnomie. I support Gnome.
Yeah, you are.
If you want to do the same, thegnarlygnome.com/support. So he put out the episode a day early, so I was able to check it out last night. Before it hit everything else, since I had a busy day today. I very much appreciated that. Jennifer created basically a Cincinnati passport-esque, I will say.
Right.
Because it's not something that these breweries got involved in to where you can get a stamp for going to the places, but it's something that explains a little more in detail all of the, or most of the breweries in the Cincinnati area, because as soon as she had it published, new places opened up, and she's like, what the F?
What the
I just did all this work. I just got all these breweries listed, and now there are more, and the publication has already started, and I can't go back and change it. But she is trying to do a yearly re-release of these to where it is constantly updated, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
And sounds like a lot of work.
It doesn't. Well, but it's... I don't
like
know
the,
if it's going
to be... The base
be,
of it has been...
Yeah, like I think the initial is a lot of work, but when it's just editing and modifying and adding a couple extra breweries every year...
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be as much work as the initial. The reason that this started, she wanted to create something a little more all-encompassing about the breweries, because a lot of times the beer passports, like the Dayton Ale Trail, that's one of the most popular ones, I think. It just tells you, here's the brewery, here are their hours. It doesn't tell you if they have food. It doesn't tell you if it's kid-friendly. It doesn't tell you if there's outdoor space. So you still have to do your own research when using those to figure out what's going to happen when you show up at whatever the brewery is on this path. Where her book, it's self-guided. You take it, but it gives more information about some of those things. Do they have food? It gives you lines to write in your own notes about the brewery. Did you find a favorite beer? And you go at your own, well, I guess for like Dayton Ale Trail, stuff like that, you can still go at your own pace. But it encourages you to sit and have more than just one beer and then you're out trying to get to the next place.
Right.
and encourages you to actually sit and experience the brewery and spend time there and not try to get as many stamps in as little time as possible.
Yeah, as working at a place that was on the Dayton Ale Trail, I can say firsthand that I've seen that sort of behavior out of many people that would come in with the passports, where they would come in with a passport, they'd order a flight, have a flight, and stamp their passport, and they were off to the next place. Now, it was great that they got to come out, and that was our opportunity to, you know, give them great service. Maybe they decided to go ahead and have food because we were, you know, the stop that they chose to have food at, which was great. That way they could experience that and hopefully earn somebody's repeat business.
Yeah.
But that definitely is in a model, in that passport sort of model where the breweries have a rewards-based system to it. Mm-hmm. You're rewarded for getting through the whole thing,
right,
which is great, but it's also by the way, they don't have to have beer on an ale trail thing. I mean, they could order a soda,
sure,
and
they
get a stamp,
but they still showed up at that venue.
Showed up, and so having it slightly more casual, not rewards based necessarily, other than your own enjoyment and fulfillment.
I brought up the question of what is Cincinnati when it comes to beer, or, you know, the radius that what you call a Cincinnati brewery fits into. For what Jennifer did, it is from Fort Thomas to about Morrow, which is a pretty good range. I mean, it covers most of what I would consider Cincinnati breweries.
Yeah.
But I did like how you always have to bring up the question, is something in Northern Kentucky a Cincinnati brewery? Is, you know, Great Crescent over in Indiana a Cincinnati brewery? It depends on what your radius is.
Well, go and listen and find out if Great Crescent is included.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jennifer talked about how long it took her to put this project together. It was a super, super, super long-term project for her. The longest project that anyone has ever had for a beer.
It's been,
I mean, your passport, a beer, whatever.
4 years.
Yes. She has spent more time working on this than Noam has spent putting together his blog.
Or BC's has spent trying to open their brewery.
Ooh. Is that place open yet?
No.
Mm.
I almost went and took a picture out in front.
Maybe.
Just like looking sad.
2 weeks from Tuesday.
There we go.
Ish.
Put it down.
There we go.
In the books.
They had any regrets from this current version that might make it into volume 2
regrets.
Of the book, Regrets, which is kind of when she brought up, you know, the wanting to try to release this annually, a new version every single year with new breweries, with updated pages on each of the breweries that include things like, are they pet friendly? Are they kid friendly? Just things that as she put this book out to friends and family, they went, oh, well, but is it also this? Does this brewery also cater to whatever these other needs are? So that's going to be fun to see. She has thought about doing an app or a digital version of the book. And so her and Noam had a good conversation about the sheer amount of time and patience and just outside help you need to
do that
if you're not a programmer on your own. Let's see. Also, what else do I have here in my notes? It's tricky to figure out if you add distilleries and things like just tap rooms and bottle shops to the passport, because they all fit in one way or another. But is New Riff in the book? Is a place like Higher Gravity in the book? Buy the book and find out, because this is well worth supporting. You can find out what breweries Brussels Sprouts swayed her to pick, and how that is now her favorite brewery. Not the beer, the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do them right. I mean, they're good.
I agree.
I had some at the place I work at this past weekend. They were good.
Good. But I do have to say, I don't think I ever, like, if someone said, oh, what's your favorite brewery? And you pick, you know, Brewery X. Oh, well, why? The Brussels sprouts are fantastic. I'd kind of step back and go, okay.
We went to a brewery with an accident.
We did.
Brewery X.
But Species X.
Species X.
but we didn't.
We didn't have the Brussels sprouts.
We did not have the Brussels sprouts there. I wonder if the Brussels sprouts are, if the recipe's AI generated or not.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys listen to, as we're recording this, tonight's Weekly Pint so that you can get maybe some of those details. I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Let's see. What else do I have here? It was a 30-minute episode, so there's not a ton. Let's see. The missing journey around beer with alternative options, such as wine, cocktails, slushies, etc. Because some people just don't enjoy beer, but they don't know that a brewery has some of those other options.
Right.
I'd love to check out, you know, this one brewery, but I'm going to be going with my friends, my spouse, my significant other, whoever, and they don't drink beer. They only drink wine, or they only drink cocktails, or they only drink, you know,
I could see where
soda, whatever it is.
I could see where it would be a plus to know if there was wine. Now, wine selections can change and vary. You know, just by demand, you know.
Right.
You could have the intention of having wine, five wines available, but some party came through and just crushed all your sparkling, so you don't have any until you get a delivery the following week or whatever it is.
Right.
But
right.
It would be good to know that in general, if they had wine, it would be good to know in general, do they have non-alcoholic beer options?
Absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
Things like that are could make the difference on somebody's choosing to go, and it could make the difference on somebody's choosing to stay longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a perfect way to put that. I couldn't have said it better myself. They kind of wrapped up the conversation with talking about flights and are flights disappearing, which we've talked about this a lot. We talked about it earlier today in our pre-production meeting.
Yeah.
And depending on where you're going, I mean, I want to try more than one thing, and I'm not going to have 7 pints of something, but I will get 7 tasters or a flight board or two to really understand what that brewery or what that location is all about.
Yeah,
I get that they're a pain in the ass for the bartenders and they take a lot of time, but
they do. They're all that.
Yeah. But I mean,
but I still think that it's an important
necessary evil.
I think it's important.
I agree. Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it evil. I think it's just important. It may bottleneck service and it may extend people's wait times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you got to do if you want to, you know, provide that experience to your guests. And I get that a lot of places are choosing not to, or go to half pours, or even 10-ounce pours.
Yeah. But those places have to realize that the people that would like to try multiple options, if their only option is a 10-ounce pour or even an 8-ounce pour, you know, a half pour for something that comes in a full pint, they may decide, you know what, since I can't try everything that I want just out of a safety, you know, reason, like, hey, I still need to get home, I can't have 6 or 7 half pours, because that still is going to add up depending on what you're getting, versus a pint's worth of 4 or 5 different beers,
right,
in like a 3 to 4 ounce flight, you know. But I mean, to each their own, to each of the businesses, do what makes the most sense for you. But I think that there needs to be an awareness that that can sometimes change a person's perspective on how long they are willing and able to stay. And if they're going to come back, like, well, every time I go here, I can only try 2 beers.
Yeah. The more difficult part in that equation is that the brewery can't quantify how much business is not captured because of that loss, because of the fact that they don't offer it.
Right.
You know, you can't say, well, we would have had 10% more business had we offered flights. And where does that 10% come from? Well, it comes in from people coming in and trying to flight and then leaving, going on the rest of the ale trail or the passport, or it comes with they met somebody that's never been there and they wanted to try a bunch of different things and then they found what they really liked and then they had 3 pints. You know, you don't know that because it's business that you didn't capture if you choose not to offer it.
Sure.
In a customer facing service industry business, with something that's been out there for so long as a way for people to explore. I don't like not offering it.
It's a balancing act, and I get that. Look, and I mean, it's easiest to say we're just not doing this.
Serve a flight at 10 or 15 bucks a flight, and a bartender costs you $5.25 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, because they're making their money on tips.
Sure, absolutely.
You know? So
absolutely.
Hopefully the volume is there to give them, you know, a decent wage.
Mm-hmm. I had two more notes, and then the sip count. Did you have anything else for this episode?
No, I think I stretched that out quite a bit.
Hey, we did good.
All right.
I think we did perfectly fine with that one. The recap was almost as long as the episode, which is what we do.
Yes.
Get your Cincinnati Brewery Guide or your Pocket Guide to Cincinnati Breweries. I'm not going to say that right. At cincybrewguide.com. Support Jennifer. Support what she's doing. It is absolutely amazing. And while you're supporting things, follow cincybeerweek.com and their associated social media platforms.
I signed up.
Not a ton out there yet, but you're going to want to know all about what is happening for this year's revival of Cincy Beer Week. It's going to be great.
Great.
Sip count?
Yes.
The number of sips that I could see in the video edition or the video version of this podcast, Cincy Brewcast, Volume 10, Episode 4, 2.
Well?
I saw 2 sips.
Okay.
Which is, by our math, 4 ounces.
Yeah.
Which is a quarter of a pint. It's a taster.
Yes, it is.
Which, if you just up that a little bit, you could get a flight's worth of sips.
Yeah.
There you go. See, it all ties
Way
together.
Way to go, y'all.
Look at that. Look at what we did.
Would you look at that? I think part of the problem was that they were trying to wrap it up before Singo.
Yeah. But I don't feel like anything was rushed. I don't feel like anything was cut off prematurely. But yeah, I do feel that it could have been a longer conversation, but there are other things going on, just like what happens with us sometimes.
Does, yeah.
All right. Do you want to do the Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast or Craft Parenting Podcast? There are no right answers, or no wrong answers. Wow, there are no right answers. Everything's wrong.
Everything's wrong.
Everything is wrong.
I'm going to tell you.
Tell me a wrong answer, Marco. Pick a wrong one.
Miami Valley.
All right. Let me flip over.
That's where you were supposed to say, well, you're wrong.
You are wrong, but you know what? There were no right answers.
Okay.
Because I said that incorrectly because I don't know what I'm doing. So this is just how it is. All right. The Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast, Season 1, Episode 5, with Beth O'Hara and Wes Heupel of New Ales Brewing. Love this place. I've only been up there a small handful of times.
Yeah, I've been there.
I am very glad that
there a handful of times.
Yeah, very glad that Blake made it up there. They started the podcast with the typical how each of them got into craft beer. Always good stories. Really enjoyed hearing the different paths and the similar paths to other people in the craft beer world.
Of course.
They said that they started their first location by kicking Wes's mom out of her space.
Yeah.
They evicted her. They're like, yo, Ma. You got to get out.
Yeah.
We're starting a brewery. You're done with all of your catering stuff, so you need to GTFO.
Yeah.
Which,
see ya.
The way they said it made it sound not as harsh, but you could tell that it was they had a hard decision to make. They either start up their brewery right then, right there, or they let Wes's mom continue to do her thing, and they're like, nope, we're more important.
Yeah.
Our dreams are bigger than yours. Be gone with you, mother.
Right.
Kind of. You could read between the lines there. You know.
Yep.
You know what happened. And I am sure that there were some uncomfortable family reunions and family dinners that happened after that happened.
Mom, you know what you got to do.
Get out.
Get out. Yep.
Don't let the door hit you as you're walking on out. We are going to use this space and pack it full of fermenters. Because their initial plan was not to have a tap room. It wasn't really to have anywhere where you could just sit and do that. Yeah, from one of those.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. We talked about it.
We did. Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or more than that, yeah. But then COVID happened, and they went, we're going to have to shift our business model, and what people want is a little bit different. And now we have New Ales.
Yeah.
The New Ales that we know it as.
That new currently, new.
The new new. That new New Ales. Because Wes's mom got out.
Yeah.
Before the new out. Yes. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You know, you're picking up what I am putting down.
Out.
They talked about the transition from their old space into the new space. They didn't really talk about the old space very much. It was pretty much all about the location.
Because it was a house. It was her house.
Yeah. She had to get out.
Hey, lady, get out.
Out. New space they like because they have more covered seating. They're able to have better hours. It was a great move, but they still wanted to stay within the community. They're still working on some things like making their outdoor space, a beer garden space, be more like what the backyard at Ma's house used to be like.
Yeah.
I never made it to the old location.
I would imagine there's some complications because when you walk out of the front door of New Ale's, the parking lot is right there to the left.
Yes.
There is green space past the parking lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which maybe something could be done with, but yeah.
I'm wondering how close the old house location was in kind of design where things were going to be as what Glendale House is, since that's in a house.
But it's in a house.
That they're not getting out of.
No. They are still in.
Very Let's see. There is a battle of the beards between New Ales and Gravel Road. Whose beard will reign supreme? And at the end of the year, the loser has to get out.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Out.
They talked about using pea blossom flower in their beers, which is a repeating topic with us, I am noticing. Yeah. More and more breweries are letting butterflies pee in their beer, and it turns it purple. Kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what sanitary conditions are coming out of my continued consumption of butterfly pee. Or butterfly pee blossom, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, the byproduct of it is just human pee.
True. Let's see, what else is there? We found out in this episode that Starbucks dictates their beer release schedule.
Yeah.
Which I never really thought of, but when they explained it, like, we don't make the call on when, like, our pumpkin beer comes out or when our, you know, winter beers come out. It is all about Starbucks.
Peppermint
and
mocha.
Exactly. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But I never would have thought that they would have been controlled by a big corporation like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Chai spice.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else do they have? They have ale tails for people who are gluten sensitive and don't really think that they like beer. It's kind of their take on cocktails such as the Moscow Mule.
But they're going to try, they're going to have you try those.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, get you to open up your mind and say, you can do this.
Absolutely, 100%, which I think is a great idea. It's still something that they are creating in-house. It's not like they're just bringing in, you know, canned vodka sodas or you know, some other potentially non-local product. They're still creating it on their own to say, we make this, and we think that if you like this, we might be able to steer you into a craft beer that you're going to enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, your gluten sensitivity issues, anything like that, you know, of course. They asked the very big question. Well, Blake asked a very big question.
Gold Star or Skyline?
Close.
Oh, okay.
Dayton or Cincinnati? And their answer was neither.
Yep.
Yep. We exist in our own little microcosm in between the two, and they will never pick sides.
Yeah.
Should have asked about the Skyline Gold Star thing, but he didn't.
He didn't.
No.
There's a miss, Blake.
Yeah, absolutely. Your next podcast, if it's somewhere in that kind of, in a bordering area, you got to see what chili parlor they prefer.
The Passport from the previous recap,
they
would have done well to ask a lot of the rapid-fire questions.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. They covered the growth of the beer scene in Middletown. And something that they said as part of the conversation when they were talking about breweries versus bars versus, you know, tap rooms up in the Middletown area, I think that they should have a contest to see who can throw a chair the farthest off of the New Ale's roof.
No, that's a good idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
there's plenty of space.
There really is. Like all that whole lawn area.
Yeah, they're not going to hit the distillery behind them.
No.
Nobody's going to throw a chair that far.
I mean.
No.
You never know.
Not going to happen.
I mean, you sure?
Yeah, not going to happen.
You get like the mountain or something over there and some chairs could go flying. Let's see. I had one other note and then I had a multiple choice question.
Okay.
For this episode. What's next for new ales and what do they think people don't know about new ales? Nothing artificial goes into their products. From fruit to colorings, all that, everything that they do is as natural as they can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're teaching cool. that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he taught me what real fruit tastes like.
Yep. Yes.
That's what
it said. Absolutely. Word for word. 100%. Did you have any other notes before I ask you a multiple choice question?
No. That's just interesting.
Yeah. All right, multiple choice question about season 1, episode 5 of the Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast with Beth O'Hara and Wes Hupel of New Ales Brewing. Who pays the bills at New Ales? Is it A, Wes?
Yeah.
Is it B, Beth? Or is it C, Becky?
Or is it D, Julia?
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of hurt a little bit.
Oh, well, I mean, sensitive stuff.
I have to roll it back up.
Oh, God.
Or is it Kyle Schwarber?
He could pay the bills. Not wrong.
From Middletown, isn't he?
I believe so, or close to it.
Yeah.
Do you need a break, or can you make it through one more? All right.
No, it's too much water consumption these days.
Okay. Well, then we'll take
a break. I'm old, too. I had a birthday.
It's true. That's true. So
water consumption, being older.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we will come back to talk about the Craft Parenting Podcast. Stick around with us. We'll be right
back.
Good freaking Lord, Marco. How much water have you had today? That was the longest bathroom break you have taken in the, three and a half-ish, however many years we've been doing this?
Has it been 3.5?
It's been something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we're getting close. I think July-ish might be our three-year.
Three-year?
I think so.
Plus a
like
pre-production
12 months that we took kind of leading up to actually doing it. Oh, good times, good times.
Nice.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot good of time. Fun. We have plenty more fun times to go. I'm still working on my beer because sours take me a long time to get through, and I'm just a slow-ass drinker, so
yeah,
whatever.
Fine.
Fight
okay.
me about it. What's new in your glass, sir?
It's Fretboard's Amber.
Oh, nice.
Lager.
Not Trey?
That's an ale.
True. Wasn't Arlo an amber, what they did for Factory 52? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay.
We could look it up, but whatever.
We're not going to.
No, I'm
going to
do it.
We're not going to. All right. We have one podcast left to get through, so let's do it so
let's
that we
go.
Can take our Dora walk and enjoy this amazing weather.
You can go see the progress made over
yes.
at the Madtree space.
Yes, I'm very excited to see that. This is Craft Parenting Podcast, episode 159, Brown Ales, Dancing with the Cincinnati Pops, Gardening, Pig Prep, and more, or less, because towards the end, the parenting problem showed up, and so they really didn't get too in-depth with as much as I think they wanted to.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
It's okay.
That's part of the fun
it's
of
all right.
the podcast.
It's okay.
This is the first episode ever that Joe has paid attention to.
Ever.
Ever. They have been doing this for 159 episodes. They've been doing this for longer than us. And this is the first time that Joe's like, oh, yeah, I know. I know what we're going to be talking about. And Caroline went, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, I pay attention. And the look Caroline gave him. Oh, my God. It was absolutely fantastic. They started by diving. Sorry, I interrupted you. You're about to say something.
No, he pays attention so well that he called up the first beer that was not supposed to be the first beer.
Be the first beer, yes. He was hyper-focused on it. They drank three brown ales. The first two were in the first, 31-ish minutes of the podcast, and then they kind of stopped with the beer talk. And then around 45-ish minutes, they mentioned the third beer that they drank. So most of this recap is going to be about those first 30-some-odd minutes because that's the beer talk, and that's what we talk about. They had three different brown ales, all super fresh. The freshest of the fresh of the brown ales from around Cincinnati.
Nothing like a fresh brown, Julia.
They, oh. See, when you say it like that, it makes me take a step back. They had Third Eye's Inner Sight Black Walnut Brown.
Yeah.
They had Warped Wings Killer Brownie Brown and 50 West Home Sweet Home Brown Ale.
Yeah, you can call them that.
Absolutely fantastic. Have you had all of those?
No.
No. Okay. I've had two of those. I have not had the Killer Brownie Brown Ale before. Again, super, super fresh. They had these front and center in their beer fridge and went, you know what, we could hold on to these and let them age a bit because nothing is better than an aged beer. Or
yeah,
we can just go ahead and drink them right now.
Age brown.
Exactly. This episode's Caroline.
Caroline.
Reed's section is all about the history of the brown ale. And then, of course, you know, reading the can so that you know exactly what they're drinking and what the breweries are putting out in the world. You also find out in this episode what Joe would have to do to get banished to sleeping on the back porch.
Yes.
Which I feel like he's done more than once just in the time that we've known them. So I'm curious, how many times has Caroline had to put that rule into effect? You did this. You knew the consequences. Your ass is out on the back porch.
Ass is out on the back porch?
Yep. With the Browns. They dove into all the beers that they drank. They talked about what they thought about them, the color, the clarity. And then it got a little weird because Joe started talking about fingering.
Mm-hmm.
I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how to take it. This was leading into the talk about Caroline dancing with the pops, you know,
right,
with the shoe and platter. Shoe platters? I'm not saying that right. So Caroline, I apologize.
Know.
But yeah, it was one of them going, I don't know that I appreciate this kind of conversation on what is supposed to be a somewhat family-oriented podcast. But you know what?
It's only occasionally.
It's only occasionally, and it's their podcast. They can kind of do what they want.
Yeah.
It is just our job to report back upon that, as we do in our way.
That's right.
That then led into the previously mentioned parenting problem showing up. That was about 43 minutes in. And then something that I thought was very apropos, this episode came out. They did this live on April 20th.
Yes. 0420.
Caroline was talking a lot about pot. She gave a lot of her pot talk in this episode.
Caroline's pot talk.
Which I'm going, this is amazing. And it sounded like she didn't plan it this way.
Right.
But that's how it came out. So.
Also, an episode about Browns.
Mm-hmm. So listen to this episode for Joe and Caroline's thoughts on all the different various strains out there that Caroline may or may not be growing on their back deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caroline got into a bit on pig prep, which that confused me because I thought that we were team no prep, to where we weren't actually going to train for this. We were just going to show up and hope for the best. I guess Caroline is.
Sounds like she's training.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's good, though, because that means that her leg time will make up and even out for the rest of us, who are just going to be slowly ambling along at a
what's weird
light
is that
to moderate pace.
Gnome thinks on the last leg that all of a sudden some sort of chariot carried by humans is going to walk him through the last leg of the
you know what
pig.
You know what I think his thought process is? I'm pretty sure that he thinks that we are going to be waiting for him at the finish line or like slightly up from it, and we're going to see him, and we are going to be the ones running out there and carrying him across the finish line. It's like,
yeah.
Bro.
No.
That's not how it's going to work. But Caroline, I am incredibly proud and impressed with your pig prep, with your progress, with your pace.
Yeah.
What other P words can I throw into this about how well she's doing? Because I sure as shit am not doing prep.
No.
Because I didn't think that's what we were doing. No.
We're doing beer prep.
Because we did. Because that was the whole thing. Like, we're like, oh, this will be fun. We're going to, you know, do the relay, but
no,
we're going to do
podcast
it with no prep.
And drink beer. That's our prep.
Oh, we're podcasting during this?
No.
So we'll hand off the mic as, like, each leg?
It's just.
Oh, I see. Podcasting is our pig prep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't even aware of that. So, I mean, I am completely unprepared.
I'll wear a lapel mic. I don't care.
Sure, why not? It'll just be heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. what? And with interjected with the, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why did I agree? Yeah. This is stupid. I'm going to quit. Will they even know if I don't show up at the next, you know, check-in point? Which, you know, we would. Someone has to hand off the baton or the bib or the...
There's not a baton, right?
No one knows. No one's doing prep on this.
Do a special high five. Like.
Yeah. Yes. That is absolutely what this has to be. The episode kind of crumbled into chaos at this point as, you know, aforementioned parenting problem.
The cheering.
Exactly. So I really didn't have many other notes past that just because it was all over the place. It was a very amusing episode.
Yeah.
I will say that. And again, we found out that Caroline's actually prepping. And
Caroline.
Oops.
Way to go, Caroline.
I know. Good. I'm very
good
happy
for you.
I have a sip count and a multiple choice question.
Okay, let's go.
All right, which one do you want first?
Sip count.
They were taking a shit ton of sips.
Good.
This is a great number.
Good for them.
This is a fantastic number for
them. They took, what, 2 weeks off?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Get to sipping.
And this is sips of both whatever was in their mugs as well as the beers.
And
could be vodka, could be water.
So you counted
what soda.
Joe, what was in Joe's sippy cup?
Yes. And what was in Caroline's, her plastic stein.
She had a plastic stein, but Joe had a sippy cup.
True. But Caroline's had the koozie over it, so you have no idea what was actually in it. You couldn't see the color of liquid. It could be vodka. It could be bourbon. It could be seltzer. It could be soda. It could be water. It could be anything.
Could be a cider drink.
Could be a whiskey drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be a lager drink.
Yeah.
There were a total. They will be after all these sips.
Yeah.
You will be after not even two beers.
I know.
Because you're old. I'm old.
I'm old.
I can't really say anything about that.
Because I'm old.
We're all old. Everything's old. They took a total of 64 sips.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So by our drinking game.
128 ounces.
Which is 8 pints.
Nice.
Good freaking job, guys.
Yeah, sounds like a Monday.
That's amazing. It does sound like a Monday. And then my multiple choice question before we go ahead and
wrap things
up. All right,
Julia's multiple.
Up.
Let's go.
Who or what is telling Caroline?
Caroline.
That she is making pig progress? Is it Joe giving his encouragement? Is it her watch giving non-personalized feedback? Or is it her neighbors who are yelling at her, why are you running this early in the goddamn morning?
Julia is a D.
Nice.
Lifted it up higher that time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Pull from over your shoulder and just...
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. Boom. Yep.
You get that in the mic there like that.
Yeah.
Is it D, Julia? There's some weirdo in this Facebook group that she's in talking about the flying pig.
Ooh, yeah. All right, did you have any other notes before we wrap up this episode? And go for a Dora walk while the sun is still out.
Goddamn Reds are losing 3-0.
Well, didn't they win 3-0 yesterday?
Bottom of the fourth.
You know why they're losing? I think Nick's at the game. He didn't record with us so that he could go down to the Reds game.
Really?
And this is what we get from it. Yep.
Oh, somebody arrest him.
I'm telling you. If I see him on that screen, it's all over.
It's over.
Game over.
Someone arrest him.
He is out, out.
Out, out.
Out, out. If you like what we did tonight, thank you so much for sticking around with us. Follow us everywhere. Like, share, subscribe, review, do all of that good stuff. Go to truthbeerpod.com. That is where we have links to everything, our email address, and how to become a Patreon subscriber, which means you get unedited episodes week after week. The only thing that I cut out are the silences when Marco has to go empty his bladder again, or I'm going to get another beer. Other than that, you get all the chaos. You get all of the awkward pauses when we don't know what to say or how to react to something that...
Seems to be me more often than not.
I've done it as well. I've done it as well. It's fine. It's all fine. You also get a little peek behind the curtain sometimes where it's like, oh, wait, what was that again? Or what did we say we were going to do? It just exposes everything that we do. And it's a lot of fun. And I will say, Christine, I want to give a huge apology to you. For some reason, your message to us on Instagram, it was not there earlier this week. And I just saw it today. So I hope you had a great trip to Cincinnati and to Kentucky. And
oh shit, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she was in town this weekend, and I was trying to say, like, we should try to get together, like maybe go to Urban because she loves sour beers and all that. And
you were there yesterday.
I know. And just the message, it was not there, because I checked a couple times. I'm like, and you know, maybe she's busy, you know, whatever, that's fine. And then it popped up saying that it was sent like days ago, and I never saw it. So I feel terrible, and I don't know what happened, and technology somehow just absolutely failed me. But I really hope you had a great time here, and I hope that you got some great beers. And next time you're in town, we owe you a beer. We owe you a couple beers. Yes, absolutely. With that being said, thank you all so much for listening. Marco, what are you going to be doing next Tuesday, I believe?
It's Tuesday next week?
I believe it's Tuesday.
Let's
we'll
do this.
We'll confirm.
Let's do this on a Tuesday.
Sounds good. We will see you all there.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.